Okay. Parshas Shlach. Parshas Shlach. Last shmooze of the year. Oh, last shmooze for a long time.
I'll be here tomorrow if you want.
We do it every week.
Okay, so I guess it is a long time.
Okay, this week's parsha.
Tonight.
In this week's parsha, so Kadosh Baruch Hu allows Moshe Rabbeinu, commands Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlach Lecha Anashim, to go to send spies to Eretz Yisrael and to spy at the land to see Atova Haaretz in Ra'ah. Is it fatty, is it skinny, whatever, is it good, is it bad? Hayesh ba'etzi mayim, is there a tree there or not? And Rashi says, what does it mean, is there a tree there? Of course there's a tree, no? Rashi says, no, what is the tree? The tree is a tzaddik, or an adam gadol, sheyagin alav. A tzaddik who will protect the land, the inhabitants of that land. So when I first, I don't know, many years ago when I came across this Rashi, I was like, intrigued. Like, why is the tzaddik compared to a tree? And I think because we see actually many times in Torah and Tanakh that trees are personified as people. People are like related to trees. It goes to our very essence of who we are and what we are. Adam HaRishon was called Adam al Shem HaAdama, says the Maharal. That I didn't see this in the Maharal, you guys just got me, but Mr. Hashem, I'll look it up. That Adam al Shem HaAdama, man is like the earth. And just like the earth has nutrients and has kokos that it can bring forth and produce beautiful fruit, so too man has kokos. Man is a fertile being which can grow, which can develop, which can become more than the raw material of what he is. And there's no better time to recognize that than today when we're looking back at a whole year. When you guys came in a certain way and you're coming out grown up, developed as Bnei Torah, beautiful fruits have been produced, Mesechtas have been finished, have been more than finished, have been learned, have been conquered, have been acquired. And Adam Hashem HaAdama. So the tzaddik is somebody who's like a tree, who's connected to the earth, who's connected to his roots, and is able to grow and produce beautiful, beautiful peiros. Have I said this word before? In the past 2 years? A little bit, some parts? Okay. In the first paragraph of Tehillim, we see this parallel take place as well. Okay, in the first paragraph of Tehillim, David Melach tells us, "Ashi ha'ish asher lo alach ba'atzis Hashem." Praiseworthy is the person who does not go according to the advice of evil people. Oderach hatayim lo amar, he does not stand with sinners. Or Moshe leitzim lo yashav, and he does not sit with scoffers. So, David HaMelech, in his first word, is telling you, who's a good person? Who's a good Jew? So he says, praiseworthy the person, you don't go by bad people's advice, you don't walk with the Rishayim, you don't sit with the Leitzim, you have to watch your Chevra. I want to use this parak basically as a mashal for the lesson that we need to take on our way out of Yeshiva. Watch who your chaver is. Watch where you're going. Watch who you're walking with. Watch who you're sitting with. Because Asher Heish, praise with this person who does not go with a bad chaver, basically. Ki'im, the Torah Hashem Chatzo. Rather, his desire is only in Torah. It was Sarasa Yega Yom of Elayla. In his Torah, he will learn day and night. And says, he's like a tree, firmly implanted by the riverbed. Asher that he gives us fruit in its time, and his leaves do not wither, and everything that he does will be successful. Who doesn't want to be a success in life? Who doesn't want to be a success? Who doesn't want to have people look at them and say, to their kids, you should be successful like this person. Who doesn't want to be able to say, even if not to other people, just to internally, to feel like, I am a success story. I am proud of who I am. I'm proud of what I've become. How do you make that happen? Green, how do you make that happen? Believe in yourself. But what does David HaMelech tell us? He says, be like a tree. Be like a tree. Be like a tree firmly planted by the riverbed. What is this talking about? It's a mashal for a Jew who is by the waterbed. You have to be firmly planted by the waterbed. Your roots have to be by the water. Ein mayim ela Torah. We have to be firmly implanted by the Torah. We have to say that our place is with Torah. Asher piryo yitei be'ito, that its fruit you give in its time. What does that mean? It means, and this is what I spoke to most of you guys about personally, in terms of arranging a schedule and making sure you have a proper time frame for learning, being kovei yitim l'Torah, being kovei yitim l'tzvilah, making sure that you're makbid on minyanim, making sure you're makbid on a schedule. Asher piryo yitein be'ito, you're producing your fruit when in its time. If you're kovei itim l'Torah, which is anyway you have to do because that's what they're going to ask us when we get up to Shemayim after 120. So you'll have peiros. You'll have peiros. If you have the time, you'll have the peiros. The aleihu lo yivol, and its leaves do not wither. You are like that tree whose leaves do not wither. Means what? The leaves remain moist. What are the leaves? The leaves are the outgrowth. They're the outgrowth of what? Of they're not the peiros. It's what grows beyond the tree. It's not the roots. It's not the trunk. It's kind of like an offshoot thing. So it means to say everything else that you do is moistened with Torah. You're so implanted with the Torah that you have so much nutrients coming from that source of water. So you are able to feel the Torah within everything that you do, whether it's studying computers, studying business, whatever it is. Whatever you're doing, you should feel yourself as a ben Torah doing it l'shem avodas Hashem. It's not peiros. It's not a mesiyum asefta. It's not the same thing. But if it's moist, then it has some Torah in it. It should not be that the leaves are withered and dry and cracking. If that's the case, it means there's something wrong. It means the roots are not soaking up the water. And if we're careful about this, then kol asher yaseh yatzliach, and everything that we do will be successful. Lo chein harishayim, it's not so with harishayim kim kamotz asher tzifenu ruach. They're like the chaff that the wind blows away. Means you're empty. You're not fruit. You're like the shells that just blow away. Right? You have no connection to the roots. Al kein lo yakum harishayim v'mishpat v'chasam v'adas tzadikim kedei Hashem derech tzadikim derech harishayim tavei. Okay, we don't need that part. But the rest of the contrast in the parak, which is telling us the difference between tzaddikim and rishayim, is telling us that what does it mean? How do you become a tzaddik? How do you get hatzlacha? You have to stay firmly rooted by the roots of Torah. Firmly rooted by the waterbed of Torah. There's a story of a young Israeli Jew who grew up in a secular family, who started to have in his overus, he started to wake up a little bit in his avodas Hashem, and he was chozer b'tshuva. He went to one of the Baal Tshuva yeshivas, and they took him in excitedly, and they taught him, and he was very excited. But he came from this staunchly secularist, anti-religious family. And his parents cut him off, because they said, you want to be religious? Fine. You'll have nothing to do with us. You're no longer part of our family. And it's a very sad story. But the boy was committed to the emes of Torah. And he eventually became a significant Talmud Chacham in the yeshiva. And the story goes, I think, that he was making, I don't know if it was a Siyum HaShas or his first Siyum HaSefta, something like that. And in the yeshiva, they were having a big mesiba to celebrate for him. I don't know if his Rebbe told him to or his Rebbe did on his own. He contacted the parents. He called the parents. And he said, you should just know your son is making a great accomplishment. And he has done a great thing. We're having a party for him this Thursday night, whatever, at this and this time. Left a message or whatever it was. Didn't expect anything, but figured, you know what? They should hear good things. So the misiva is going on, and all of a sudden the boy's father walks in. This Israeli with short shorts and like triangle caps, like a kibbutz thing, the sandalim. And he's like, and he comes in, and all the rabbis in their long coats and long beards and everything, who's this guy? And the boy's like, Abba, Natal Sepo, what are you doing here? And the father says, tell us a persipur. I want to tell a story. He says, there was once a farmer with an apple orchard. You guys sure I never told you this story? There was once a farmer with an apple orchard. And the farmer worked hard day and night to tend to his apple orchard, and he saw that he has these beautiful apples that they grow on a tree that comes from these mainly disgusting, dirty roots in the ground. And he said to himself, I put these dirty roots in the ground, and out come beautiful fruits. So Kal v'chomer, he said, it would make more sense if I uproot the trees and I put the beautiful fruit in the ground, then out of the other side will come even more beautiful fruit. So the farmer did this. And he uprooted his entire orchard, he turned it upside down, and he waited and waited months and months to see what would happen, and all the trees died. Obviously. That's not how it works. And he was heartbroken. He said, what's going to be? And he found one apple. And he sliced it open, and he took out the seeds, and he says, with these seeds, I can replant my entire orchard. Father says to his son, he says, my son, for years and generations, our family has been upside down. We've been upside down. We put the beautiful fruits in the ground, and nothing has been coming out. We buried our Judaism generations ago, and nothing has come out. But you are that apple. You are those seeds being replanted here in this yeshiva. And you have that ability to build up our family's Torah orchard for future generations. So I turn to you, my dear Talmidim. I'm not saying anything about past generations, because I don't know your parents, grandparents, I don't know. But I tell you, each of you this. You are a seed that can be planted in the ground, and you can develop Torah for generations. You can have children and grandchildren, Talmidei Chachamim, Niflaim. You yourselves have the potential to be great Talmidei Chachamim. You guys are bright, talented, articulate. You can grow to be Marvitzei Torah, and that doesn't exclude a professional career in some successful field, whatever. You have to plant yourselves in the ground. Plant yourselves firmly by the waterbed of Torah. Wherever you go, whether you're here at Shana Bet next year, or you're going to be in YU next year, or whether you're going to be in secular college next year, there is Torah wherever you go, as I spoke about last week. The Aron travels with you. There's Torah wherever you go. It might be a base medrash with a bunch of old crusty svarim, but you know what? You can learn them. You can achieve them. You can acquire them. You can plant seeds there. It might be a new base medrash with lots of English books, and of course easy to read some stuff, and you might think it's not such a big deal if I just learn a little easy stuff, whatever. No, you can do even more. Set goals for yourselves. Make schedules for yourselves. Make sure you accomplish them. And set red lines for yourselves. As I said to some of you, make sure you don't fall below certain things. Certain things are unacceptable for yourselves. Be'ezus Hashem, you will grow. You will develop. The seeds will sprout. And you will be that tzaddik. You will be that tzaddik that's megin, that's protecting the Jewish people. V'dor holech v'dor ba. One generation comes, another generation goes. You never know. 5, 10 years from now, one of you guys could be standing behind a desk like this, teaching your own Talmidim. It's been supposed to be a Rebbe.